Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of rov and miut, based on the Sefer Shari Chaim of Hagaon HaGadol, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Now we're in Os Dalet in Simen Mem Hei. The Agos Maimonides writes that a nefel, a stillborn child, there's no mitzvah of kvura. There's no mitzvah to bury a nefel. Frek the Magen Avram in Tav Kuf Chavav, Siv Katan Chav, that in Taras Kohanim we have a Jerusha, that there's no mitzvah of Tumas Krovim Legabe Nefel, because it has to be the mitzvah of Tumas Krovim. It says the Aviv Imo, it has to be Duma Aviv Imo, Ma Aviv Imo B'nei Kayama, just like Aviv and Imo are viable human beings, so too Tumas Krovim is the only Legabe viable human beings, and that comes to be Mamayda Nefel. A Nefel is not a viable human being, so in Mela there's no mitzvah of Tumas Krovim. So Frak the Magen Avram, but according to that Gos Maimonides, why do you need this Jerusha to tell you there's no Tumas Krovim by a Nefel? You don't need the Jerusha. I have another reason why there's no Tumas Krovim by a Nefel. Because a Nefel, there's no mitzvah of Kvura. And the whole reason you become Tameh, the whole reason a Kohen becomes Tameh, is in order to be Mekayim mitzvah of Kvura, as is Mashman Tosis and Psachim Adav Tes and Shulchan Aruch. So since the whole fort of becoming Tameh is for the mitzvah of Kvura, and you, that goes from Ariel, say, there is no mitzvah of Kvura by Nefalim. So why do you need a Jerusha to tell you not to become Tameh? We know on our own, even without a Jerusha, because there's no mitzvah of Kvura. If there's no mitzvah of Kvura, there's no mitzvah of Tumah. So based on what we said in the previous Shiurim, we can answer as follows, that if we come to pater one from becoming tame to a nefel just because there's no mitzvah of kura, that was the kasha. Pater him because there's no mitzvah of kura, and then you don't need the jerusha. Once you become tame, there's no mitzvah of kura. But if you're coming from that side that you're not becoming tame because there's no mitzvah of kura, then it would make sense to say that if a fetus, a child died, Rahman al-Tsalam, within the first 30 days after birth, where he's a Suffolk Nefel, the din would be that he would have to become Tame to him. Why would he have to become Tame? Because there's a Psak, there's a Hachara of a Rov, that what? That he's not a Nefel. Rov kids aren't Nefalim. And that would be enough to be Mechayev in the midst of Kvura. And Memela, he'd become Chayev, he would be Chayev to become Tame to him. We learned in the previous shiur that there's a miut in the pasuk that one becomes tameh on a chayuv, on a chiyuv, and not on a suffik. So then one wouldn't become tameh to him, because we have a miut. You become tameh ala chiyuv, v'lo ala suffik. But that wouldn't go. Why? Because it would appear simply that the whole miut of becoming tameh al vadeh v'lo al safek is only if one is a karov vadeh, and the safek, that one is a, there is a safek in the kurva. When do we say that one is tameh al vadeh v'lo al safek? That's when there is a suffix in the kurva. In other words, you know that they're related, and you don't have a suffix they're related. If there's a suffix, if they're related, then one would not become tame. But let's say you have an instance where the suffix is mitzad acher. The kurva, they're definitely related. And you have a different suffix. What's the suffix? Maybe there's no chiyuv kvura. There, it wouldn't be included in the miut. So that's number one. That the miut is only, what does it say in the pasuk? It says, lo yitama ala vadehu matame vein matame ala suffix. Because what does that pasuk say? It's saying that one has to become tame to his sister. Lo yitama. So that's vade kurva. Velo ala suffix, and not if there's a suffix in the kurva. But if the korva is bivadai, and the suffix is not in the korva, suffix is mitzad acher, maybe it's a nefil, there's no chiv kvura, there's no miut abal avadeh v'lo ala suffix. Obazoi, so now again we go with the rov, that rov are not nefalim, and one would become tamei to this nefil. And moreover, since legabe kvura, we paskin mikoach the rov, that it's a mitzvah to bury the child, so it's not considered becoming tamei ala suffik. In other words, we paskin, we have a shayla legabe kvura. What do we paskin legabe the shayla and kvura? Go with the rov. Once you go with the rov, now it's vada, it's not a suffik anymore. So you definitely have to become tamei. And that's why the Torah's Kohanim had to come and be memayet a nefil from the Iker Parsha of Tumas Krovim. That the only time one is considered a karov if it's dumya de aviv u'deima, that are b'nei kayama v'lo nefil. Umemela, this child who died within 30 days is a suffix. Apply the miut of metame ala vadai ve'eno metame ala suffix. Because even though there's a hachra of a rov, that he's not a nefil, but it's not a vadai. So that's why we need this miut of dumi d'avivimo, ma'avivimo b'nei kayama, yatsu b'no bito nefalim, she'ena b'nei kayama. So that's coming, if they're vadai, so then, of course not, they're not chayim mitzvah kvura. But even if they're a suffek, that's what this pasuk is coming to exclude. That if they're a suffek, suffik nefil, then one would not become tame, because the pasuk says that they have to be a vadei karuf, they have to be vadei avivima. When are you considered a valid karuf? When it's a vadei. In other words, if you just go with the pasuk of lo yitam ala vadei matam ben matam ala suffik, so then we said that's only when there's a suffix in the Iker Korva. And here you know they're related. Right? You know it's his child. But when you come on, when you come on to the drasha of ma'aviv v'imo b'nei kayama, so to the child is a b'nei kayama, so this child is not, and it's yatsu nefalim, so that includes even a suffix nefil. Because that's not anymore considered a karov. Because the kirva has to be the type of korva, or kirva, usually they say in this form korva, it has to be the type of relationship that it's a vadai. Avivimo, that they're kayamim, b'nei kayama. And if the child's not a b'nei kayama, then that's considered a suffik in the korva. And if it's a suffik in the korva, now they become a muat from the drasha of lo yitam ala vadei umetame v'ena metame ala safek. So before this drasha, you would say no. That when is there a miut of ala tame ala vadei umetame v'ena metame ala safek, when the safek betzem a korva? But here you know that they're related. You just don't know if the child's a nefil or not. But then when you come on to the drasha of ma avivimo b'nei kayama, yatsu b'no bito nefalim she'ena b'nei kayama, that's telling you that it's only considered a valid relative, a vadai relative, when it's a b'nei kayama. But if it's not a b'nei kayama, then it's not considered a valid relative anymore. Now this nefil, you don't know if it's a b'nei kayama or not. So now we're mesupik if it's a valid relative, because this drush is defining who's a relative. And this ben kayama, who a relative that you're metami to. This ben kayama, you don't know if it's a valid relative or not, because it might not be alive. So it might not be considered a relative. It might not be. It might be a nephil. And if it's a nephil, then it's not a relative. So we're mesubik if it's a nephil or not. Only if it's not a nephil is it considered la'avivimo. Only if it's a b'nei kayama. Only if b'nei kayama it's considered that you're related. Not b'nei kayama, not related. So now we're mesubik if they're related or not. Since we're mesubik whether or not they're related, it goes back into the original drasha la'yitama la'vadeyu matami v'ena matami ala safik. That suffix relatives, you don't become tamei to. So for entry the kasha of the Magen Avraham at Gifrek Doifin Hagois Mamonius, that Benefel, he says, there's no mitzvah of kvura. And ask the Magen Avraham that in the Torah's Kohanim, we darshan that there's no mitzvah of Tumas Korvin Lagabe the Nefel because it has to be Tumi Davi Vima. But according to the Ghost Maimonios, why do you need to be memayed him from the parish of Tumas Krovim? Because that's where we memayed him from, Avivimo, or B'nai Kayama, then he's considered a valid relative, you become Tumay too. But Yatsu B'no Bito Nefalim Shena B'nai Kayama, that's not considered a valid relative. You don't need to be memayed him from that parasha. The whole mitzvah to become Tumay is Litzara Kvura, and in Nefel, according to the Ghost Maimonios, doesn't have Kvura. The answer is Enachinami. If it's a Vade Nefil, there's no mitzvah of Kura, there's no mitzvah to become Tame. But we're talking about if it's a Suffolk Nefil. And if it's a Suffolk Nefil, then you should be following the Rov. Rov and the Falam are getting Kura, so be Mitame, out's the Kura. And also, like we said, that here there's no Suffolk Bikara Kurva. You know that they're related. So then, since you know that they're related, you're just Mesupik Mitzad Acher. Maybe there's no chi of kvur, that's not included in the miyut of lo yitama. But, and that's why the Taurus Kohanim had to come and say that this suffik nefel, you're not going to be bearing. That's the nafkamina that comes out from this Taurus Kohanim, dimidav vivima, because it's telling us that a nephil is not considered related. A nephil is not considered related. And since a nephil is not considered related, what about a suffix nephil? That's suffix related. Suffix related? Ah, lo yitama. Alavadi umatam ben umatam a suffix. You don't become tummy to suffix related. So according to that Ghost Memonios, why did you need the drasha of Dumiya de Aviv Imo to be memayit nephalim from Tumas Krovim? You need it for a suffik nefil. For vade nefil, you don't need it because anyway, there's a chiv there's a mitzvah kvura. But for a suffik nefil, you need it to tell you that chiddush because otherwise you would say there is a mitzvah to become tamei because you go with the rov. But the answer is since here we're casting a suffik on whether or not they're really related if the child is a nefil, it's a miut in the relationship if he's a nefil, they're not considered related anymore. Memela, then it goes into the drasha of matame al vade vena matame al suffik. So that's why, according to the Ghost Maimonios, you need the drasha. Beautiful. So, there's a long way to go. Siyata Dishmaya in this sugya. Maim Shein Lamsof. But we will conclude here and we will continue next time. Shem Yimalei Kol Mashal Slibeinu Letova. Shinizke Lilmodu Lama Lishmo Lassa Lakaim is called every Samatarasa Behava. Amen, Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.